Firstly, we call Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Bhai Sahab to render a qirat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا ياتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فاووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability that we can recite the Quran al-Majid as it was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say Ameen. Inshallah, now all those boys that raised their hands that are 13 and under, let us make our way inshallah. We will be directed inshallah. Let us go to the back. We'll be directed where to go inshallah. MashaAllah. The rest of us, let us come forward inshallah. Let us come forward, participate in the program with full concentration, with great intentions in our hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us with the understanding of what Maulana has to say. We are really very fortunate Maulana is here. We got like a special session, one on one with Maulana. We are so fortunate. Maulana sits on the stage and translates, and there's thousands of people in front. Today we got Maulana, it's just a few of us, we got Maulana for ourselves. So sit with the intention that how I'm going to find Allah today. Inshallah, let us come closer, inshallah. Jazakallah. Tala, Saad, come. Tala and Saad must sit here in the front, my students, Maulana. Come, Tala and Saad. Come sit right next to Usama, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
25 too?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Beloved youngsters, we are having these youth programs because there's so much of potential in you. Potential in you means there's so much of good in you as to where you can reach and what you can achieve. But in the recent past, we are seeing many youth are getting wasted and their futures are being spoiled. So with the meeting of different ulama and efforts of the different dini bodies, we get the youth together to address your matters. Because when a boy is young, like we say, from 14 years and above, that is why we sent all the juniors away. And we kept you thinking that from this age onwards now, what challenge you are facing, what you are going through, is like a person that is wearing a tackies. If he's size 8, but he's got a size 7 tackie on. And in that tackie, there is a stone that is stuck. And the socks is wet because you stepped into a puddle. Can you imagine the muddle? The shoes is small, there's a stone in the shoe, and your socks is wet. Can you concentrate? You're feeling so uncomfortable, you just don't know what to do. So a lot of the youngsters, you're having problems. You're not happy with yourself sometimes, or you got it uphill with your parents. You're coming for HIFS class, the ustad is also giving you beans. Then with your family, your brothers are carrying on, your sisters are carrying on. It's just an unhappy life for the little guy, you know. So we take out time like this to open up whatever Allah Ta'ala inspires in the heart. Obviously in a program like this of 35 to 40 minutes, we can't address every aspect of yours. But whatever Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala guide us. So you make intention that, oh Allah, that what I want my question in my heart to be answered, or my direction, and ya Allah, you inspire the speaker, then inshallah, if the coals are lighted and you fan it, then the bhai will get ready, isn't it? So mine is just a fanning. But if your heart desires the direction, Allah Ta'ala will open it up for you. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون وقال سبحانه وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زُحزِح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم. Young brothers, before I continue with my talk, because this is a gathering of youngsters, I will be using certain terminology that suits you, my bro. So those that are adult enough, you know, youngsters' food is also different. So we're going to explain things in simple English. And when the Q&A will happen, then whatever you didn't understand, then you can ask without putting your name. So your question is private and it will get answered, inshallah. We have been placed on this earth. This earth is called dunya. And our life in this dunya, where we are now, Pa Lok, Sea Cow Lake, Reservoir Hills, Newlands, etc. This is not the only life. There is a life coming, it is called Akhirat. If we understand this thing, then a lot of things will make sense. But if we don't understand this, or if we understood it and we forgot about it, then a lot of things won't make sense. So far you with me, my friend? Right, very good. My English is clear. Ek prat lekker English. Mashallah. So brothers, the life to come is called Akhirat life, where I'm going to go. And this life is called Dunya, where I am staying now. Now the difference between this one and that one or two couple of differences as it comes in my mind and heart. This one is temporary. That one is permanent. This one, you can only do certain amount of things and eat so much, wear so much, dress so much, go so much, drive so much. And that one, if you get it right over there, then walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum walakum fiha ma tad'un nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. Allah Ta'ala describes about Jannat that you'll get whatever you want and whatever Allah Ta'ala promised you, and he will be his guest. So that one you can get unlimited amount of food, unlimited amount of happiness. In whatever it is you desire, Allah Ta'ala will give it to you. So this is the difference between the dunya and the akhirat. This is the difference between this world and that world. Now, my dear friends, when a person forgets that there's a place like akhirat, then he wants to do everything in this world. You know, like sometimes a boy, they brought the soji for him to eat. Soji come before the biryani. Now he doesn't know that the sweet rice that I got is just a starter, or the samosas that came is just a starter. The main meal is the biryani. So he's dishing out so much of samosas, so much of bhajia, so much of everything. And whatever is there, he's just eating and eating. Then his father will give him one shot. Hey, behave yourself, man. What I'm eating, I'm invited to. What's the problem, Papa? You do know this is not the main food. How are you eating like you never saw food for 50 years? See, but Papa, I'm only 15 years old. So he's dishing out so much because he doesn't know there's a different dish coming later. So sometimes a young person, he wants to do everything in this world, and based on the fact that he thinks that this is the everything, that I must just do it, I must make it happen, I must operate, I must cooperate, I must enjoy, I must jive to stay alive. In our youth terms, I must rock it up, balls. I must rock it up. Because this is the only chance I got. Like that boy dishing out food. Now, when a person only understands this world to be his world, and this is where it is, and there's nothing coming, then anything that disturbs his idea of his world, he becomes very angry. From a small, humble mouse, he becomes a raging bull. From a humble rabbit, he becomes a fierce lion. Because why? You're cramping my style. You're squashing my world. So when he's told that, you know what, don't spend so much time with the phone, then statements like this will come out. Who are you all to tell me what to do? When the Maulana is telling him that, you know what, this is how you must keep your hair. Nabi Ali Salam taught us, Islam doesn't advocate two length hairstyle. It advocates this style like this. You can keep it long, but one length. Maulana, my father, you know who he is. He's paying the salary of everything. You don't come and tell me. So a person is now finding Islam and deen, and unfortunately he's finding the Quran as a threat. He's finding that deen is cramping my style because he wants to live a certain life. He wants his pants below the ankles. He wants a tear by the knee. He wants tight, tight clothing that show the shape of all his parts. He wants music so that he can rock. And he can clock. You know what I'm saying? Hickory, dickory, dock. So anything that will disturb his life, he's getting nar with that thing. He's getting angry with that thing. But he doesn't understand that Islam came to show him how to live in the temporary world so he can enjoy the permanent world. Must I repeat that, my friend? What's your name? Hussein. Hussein, I'm just talking to you. Don't feel shy. You're feeling out of place. Yeah, Hussein. So, Surah Bil. Say that Islam and Quran and Hadith and Nabi Ali Salam, the commands of Allah, came to the person in the temporary world so that this person can enjoy the permanent world. But if a person don't understand this, now he will try and fulfill all his desires here. He wants to make himself happy. And every youngster wants to feel happy. Every youngster wants to feel appreciated. Every youngster wants to feel acknowledged. Everybody wants to feel, like when I was in Joburg, they express the feeling of nice. You want to feel, nah. You heard of that? It's not in our, what you call, Durban language. Here you say, I want to feel lucker. So every O wants to feel lucker. He wants to feel on top. But unfortunately, he doesn't realize that because he didn't concentrate on that life, he messed up on this life, and now he has spoiled this life, the middle life, which is the grave, and he has spoiled the akhirat as well. So now we're going to go into some avenues on how boys are spoiling their life. I can't cover everything as it comes in my heart. One avenue that is spoiling his life is that he thinks that my be-all and do-all is on my cell phone. So, whatever he can do to make himself happy through the cell phone, and I'm not saying every boy that is surfing the cell phone or using the cell phone is necessarily doing haram. See, I'm thinking good of you. Maybe most of the boys who are looking at the phone are looking at things that are halal. Maybe you just want to know what to plant in the garden in November. Maybe you just want to find out that. Maybe you heard a new word and you don't know how to spell it. So you're looking, how do I spell pneumono ultramicroscopic silico vulcaniosis? And what's the meaning of it? Probably you're doing that. So we're not thinking bad about you, but you must understand something, that even halal things, if you overdo it, it can become harmful. Let's understand what this means. Say this burger is halal. So you eat one burger, double cheese burger, you add one, then you add the second one, then you washed it down with a strawberry milkshake, then you add one hot dog, then after that you add 4 or 5 pies, then you saw the pizza, you gobble a couple of that. All this food is halal, 100% halal, you know, nothing. But what will you advise? What's your name, my friend? Ahmed, just say you're a doctor for a while. Dr. Ahmed, what's your surname? Dr. Ahmed Hafidi, I'm just talking as a friend, right? You don't mind? If I come to you and say, this is what I'm doing, what will you advise me? Go for it or be careful? Be careful. See, my doctor told me be careful. But doctor is halal. You see, the doctor is advising the right thing. So it doesn't mean because something you're doing that is halal, it is right. Even if you spend too much time in the swimming pool, there's no fitna there, you got your jammies on, you above board, there's no girls there, there's nothing, you're not even missing salah, but you're over swimming. You notice how your fingers become like creased up. That means you're too long in the water. So it doesn't mean because something is halal, that means it's free for all. Same like that with a phone. I'm not saying you're on the bad sides of pornography and you're talking to girls. That's a total no-no. I'm talking about halal usage of the phone, but overusing the phone. Even sleeping. Sleeping is a lucky thing. But to carry on sleeping, who snoozes? Loses. My friend said it, you see. So sleeping is halal. He's sleeping in his father's house. But he's oversleeping. That's not good for a young man. So first of all, my dear friends, one of the things that the youngsters want to do is to use the phone or use Xbox. Maybe there's something like Xbox that got no music. Certain games got no music or no murat. You're just playing the game where you're putting the blocks, you know, for example. So you can't call that game haram as such because it's not no music, no murat. You're just playing a game and you're enjoying, you know, you block in and you're showing. But if that thing is making you sleep late and now you're missing Fajr, now you see how that Xbox became a bad box. So this is what I'm trying to explain to you. My young friends, please come a bit closer. This bayan is like half is there, Maulana, and the three quarter is missing. They said, how about coming alignment, wheel alignment, super quick. can we hop over here in front of me? Because otherwise I'd rather face this way and give the bayan. What will I say? Because it's like a majma that is not aligned. You know, you'll need to get some Michelin tires, I think. come to say, brothers. So my dear friends, so far you're all understanding me. Eh? Usaid, is my English clear? Hafiji, am I alright? Should I be? Is it a difficult talk? Am I speaking things that are beyond you? Alhamdulillah, right? There's only the grace of Allah Ta'ala that we're tapping the right buttons. So another thing that the boys want, you see, but Maulana, you know what, I want to have, why can't I just have fun? Now I need to clear up this with you. You see, our deen never stop us from having a few light moments. Did you know that? Some people think I must only have fun, and some people think I must have no fun. But let us understand what is the meaning of fun. Fools understanding nothing. So Islam, you can have a few light-hearted moments, you can have a few smiles, and a lot of youngsters want to know, Maulana, can I play sports? So in this world, you want to play sports, you want to enjoy a game of cricket, some of you like soccer, some of you like running, some of you like hiking, some of you like quad biking. Anything else that I'm missing out? Horse riding, very good, mashallah. Some of you like, different things. So, as a Maulana, I can't tell you that you can't ride a horse, because that's a sunnah. I can't tell you that don't do swimming, but I can tell you this much, that if you only on the back of the horse and you got no time to get off that horse to gallop towards the masjid, then you're sitting on the wrong saddle. You get my point? I can't tell you that to kick a ball and you dressed up correctly, you're not being vulgar, you're not fighting, and you're just playing with the ball, you're scoring, alhamdulillah, that will keep you fit. But if the soccer match is making you miss your salah and making you come home late, or is making you spend so much of your wealth that you now became a fanatic, like one racket is 15,000 or 25,000 for a paddle game, now we'll tell you, be careful. Or you not just playing soccer for fitness, but you have become a soccer fanatic. That, like, you know, when you hear the word Messi, Allahu Akbar. Now, what happened here? You see what I'm saying? Now, that is called infatuation. Are we allowed to participate in or watch something or be part of something where hundreds of thousands of people with music are blowing vuvuzela and say, yeah, whatever, they carry on there and they're doing some Texan and Mexican wave, and that match is coming exactly the time of namaz, and we're watching the screen and we're fighting, and we, now that part will say that, you know what, you know, in this match you're not scoring the goals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're offside, so we give you a red card. So Islam is very balanced, you understand what I'm saying? Islam is not there to rob a young man, to make him feel like an ice cream, like he mustn't enjoy. Then my young brothers, you at this age now, like any of you all about 15, 16, just put your hand up. Right, you, right, see, you're going through an age, right? Let me just describe what's happening to you. When you are waking up in the morning, your body is not reacting like how it was before. Certain part of your body, you're shocked now. Hey, what's happening to me? Have I got a weak bladder or something? Why is my bed messed, man? What's happening to me? You know what I'm saying? And Before, you were just happy with having a bicycle. But now, a bicycle is no more exciting you. At one stage, you were thinking of a motorbike. But now, you don't want a motorbike. Then you were thinking of a car. So your mind is on a car, but you're no more happy with the car. You're reaching that age where you want a car, but you want someone next to you in the car. You see, that age is coming now. It's around 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You will have an inclination towards females. Now, my young brothers, that is why we send the lighties away. If you feel like laughing and you can't handle it, then go join the lighties. Go. Open the door, Molana. Well, anybody wants to leave? Because it's getting... This is why we send them away, to talk these things, you see. So, it's a natural thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam and made Hawa. It's a natural thing that Allah ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salam and made Hajar. It's a natural thing that man and woman exist. So it's going to be a normal thing in life that there are females and we are males. There are girls and we are boys. It's a normal thing that your heart will go towards this thing. Actually, in this time, when a boy tells me that I'm thinking of girls, I don't promote that he must think of girls in a haram way, but I tell him, you're half lucky. You'll say, why? Because we're getting boys who are coming saying they're thinking of boys. Now, that fellow is completely unlucky. So, at least, you're not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hi, Ibrahim. You know what I'm saying? I met one person in one of the provinces. He said, my name's Adam. So I say, Adam, I'm speaking like a man. He's talking like, I don't know, like he drank some Schweppes mixed with something else, vinegar or something. He said, my name's Adam. And he got long hair. I got frightened too. So I said, Adam, you married? No, Malana, I'm married to the world. So you see, this is what we got happening in this. Kinky people coming about. So when you say your mind is with the inclined towards a girl, okay, that means you're a normal boy. But now we're going to explain your inclination so that you can remain on Shariat on how to handle this inclination. Because most they told you, dating is haram. Okay, so like what after that now? Now how do I sort myself out? See, my young brother, there are certain burgers in this world, they are called hamburgers, and Mr. Smith is selling the thing, and they say, lovely bacon served on the side. Halal or haram, doctor? Haram, right? So, certain burger is completely haram, you don't touch it. So, like that, we say, from the females, all non-Muslim girls, we got nothing to do with them, they got nothing to do with us. That's like the haram burger. Then you get like a smash burger made by a halal outlet and you know that thing is 100% no Hong Kong ingredients. But when you go there and your friend comes with a tray, like, you know, you say, hey, you know what? They made a mistake with our order. The burger is 120 rand. I gave 120, but they mixed up the order and gave us two burgers. So they don't even know they gave us one for free and we're going to chow the thing and we'll get lucky and full. Now, is the halal burger haram or halal, yeah, if I eat it? Yeah, he's the doctor, you are a mufti. Mufti? Haram. Why? The halal thing that was supposed to be taken the right way, you took it the wrong way. You get my point? This is exactly what's happening with those cherries out there that we are plotting. She's a halal girl. Her name is Sumaya. Her name is Aisha. Her name is Rabia. Her name is Hasina. Her name is Husna. Someone say, Maulana, why you left my one out? You know, Noora, Huda. Each one got some name, you know what I'm saying? If you never tell anybody, I can see it because I do some amals, I can read it on your face. I can see someone here, he's plotting one Rukeya. What happened, boy? Don't look at me, I can see that thing. Just look down. Because in the eyes I can see it. I'm joking, brother. So sometimes you will have a secret one in the heart, you know, going giddy up, like, you know, like you're making the heart go lollipops, like, you know. That's my babe, like, you know what I'm saying. You get these feelings. It can be a cousin, can be a neighbor. And nowadays, Allah make mafwi in a school where the girls are also there. Or sometimes, to be honest with you, you're not plotting small fish. You got a crush on your teacher. Because the teacher is also nutty. She's dressing up to kill. I know what I'm talking about because I mix with the youth. They come and tell me, Molana, this teacher here, I don't know. I just wait to go ask her like my mathematical problem because she's figuring it out for me. So sometimes this is what's happening to you. You're going through this thing. Now all these things, young brothers, you sometimes are making it through the line where you're getting your message across and she's responding and hi and how are you and whatever emojis and, you know what I'm saying, a Valentine gift or something. So you're getting your picture. But most young boys, they have a desire for a girl, but the mother is so strict and the father knows where you're going for namaz and he's checking your phone. There's just no break for you. Even holidays, that Pali is like a hawk. Where are you going? What are you doing? No, I'm just going to the shop. No. You go to with your mother. No, there the mother came in a picture. I was supposed to go to the Cape Union Mart because we made a plan to meet where they're selling the towels, you know, so I can just give my message and one kiss also, but it didn't work out. Now my mother is with me, so you just send one message, cancel, abort mission. You know what I'm saying? Fire brigade is here. You know your codes. So these boys now who can't get going with the girls, they end up causing problems to themselves. Causing problem to the self means he's parked for 1 minute, then due to his self-infliction of privacy, he's becoming napak after that. So this is not supposed to be done. What is the right way, my brother? The right way, like I explained to the girl community to the girls of your community this afternoon, the right way is to understand that you are fasting. So now, Bill, if iftar is 6:20, at 6:18, if I bring you a wagyu steak, will you break your fast? You say, Molana, it's not iftar time. Similarly, many of these girls are making you wagyu. They're making you wag your face, you know what I'm saying? It's not time for you to break your fast. Your fast will break, you know when? When there's a WhatsApp that will go around, or there's a message on the board, An-nikahu min sunnati, wa qal faman raghiba an sunnati, falaysa minni. And then you come by the Molana and you say, Janab, Mukhtarul Mulk, Turabali Khasala Rajang Bahadur, do you take Shugufta Bibi Khan Sheikh in your nikah? And you say, Nakahtuha wa kabiltuha. Now your fast can break. Now you can do whatever you needed to do with a girl. Until that time, my youngster, like you won't touch that pies, like you won't touch that samosa, or you won't touch that milkshake, or the wagyu steak, until iftar, you are now fasting. Right. Now there are elderly boys here also who are like 21. They are like already azan time is going and he can't find a khajur. He's in a bad position, you know what I'm saying? So the questions come, what I must do? Molana, I'm not a 16-year-old. I'm a man now, you know, I'm even working, but I just can't seem to find a girl. Now for you, we advise you, control your diet. Don't eat so much of fresh cream that takes out the cream. Right? Eat more ice cream maybe. Even ice cream sometimes. These types of food, take it easy. And if you can fast without having a too powerful sari and too powerful iftar, it will weaken your passions. Until you find the one that is the apple of your eye, then you can share with her your compassions. So this is the answer for those boys also that are in that field. So my young brothers, another thing that youngsters are involved in to make themselves excited is the usage of either light or medium or hardcore substances to give them some kind of thrill. Now whatever it is, be it a vape, be it a drug, be it weed, or be it some kind of tablet, our youngsters are getting involved in these things to make themselves feel relaxed. My dear brothers, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we studied this field of substance abuse and drug addicts, etc. Never did we find any drug addict successful in the world. He didn't become successful. He ended up in more and more problems. So you will not be the exception. You will not be the youngster who will try some drug and then he will come out 100% in life. You will end up like every other one, destroyed, broken, wrecked, finished, collapsed, and you'll become a statistic. And then those that were statistics, when they fixed themselves up, alhamdulillah, they became good, wonderful, upright human beings. So what is the rule of drug and things like this? Don't even try it on an experimentative basis. What is the meaning of experimentative basis? It's a Saturday night braai, all your cousins are there, and one of the cousins said, you know what, you'll try this new six-gun spice. He said, yeah, what's it? You know, if you put it on a dry spice on the steak, it comes out nice. But before you try that spice, where's the bali? Check the spice what I got, yeah. Try the spice out, bro. This is another spice. This will make you out of this world. Now you see that experimentation that my cousin or my friend or my school boy is showing me. My Ustad Qari Sahib mentioned that when you are presented something and that moment happened, remember this talk on the 1st of November at 18 minutes past 7 in Masjid al-Rahman in Palok area, that I will not try it even on experimented. At that moment, just tell me, you know what, Mo, you know what, whatever it is in life, I took it, but this thing is a no-go. Put that thing away, you become like a father to him. Don't be like a stupid boy, and whatever they present, I take it. So in this world, my dear friends, we can't fulfill our desires. Allah Ta'ala never made this world to fulfill the desires. Like a halfway stop, Escort Shell Ultra or Midway, or what that Van Rienen stop, what Montrose, or all of you know what I'm talking about. Is it really there to build a house? What will you tell a person who builds a house but halfway? You invited him, your cousin from Lanesha or Lodium or Joburg, you told him, we're having a nikah here in Durban, and you ask him, what time you left? No, we left 8 o'clock in the morning. So you're expecting him within 6 hours to be here, mommy got lunch ready. You phone in him 1 o'clock, but you know I'm at a halfway. What you doing? No, we're deciding to build a house here. Oh, I'm deciding to sleep here. What will you tell him? You got nuts. You got lunch ready here. There's walima tonight. What a story. Nikah is after Asr. So more foolish than that person who decides to stay in a halfway and do stupid things is us in this world who are in the halfway and we're trying to fulfill all our desires. So youngsters and young brothers, the right approach of life is not to understand Islam as a threat, but now to re-fall in love with Allah Ta'ala and take Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's offering to me as Allah loves me. That is why Allah Ta'ala stopped me from alcohol. That is why Nabi Alayhi Salaam showed me how to dress. So the next time you are fighting internally, should I wear Islamic clothing or should I look like Justin Bieber? Must I follow Sayyidina Musab bin Umair and follow the Sahaba, or must I follow what you call Chris Brown? You know, like, must I be like a rock concert artist, dress up like him, shave myself like him, make my hairstyle like him, or must I dress up like Nabi Alayhi Salaam? The next time you're having this fight, it will become easy. Similarly, must I wake up for Fajr? Mustn't I wake up for Fajr? It's so easy. I'm not in this world. I need to prepare for the next world. Similarly, must I talk to this girl? Mustn't I talk to this girl? It's so easy. If I talk to this girl, then Allah Ta'ala won't like to talk to me. But if I don't talk to this girl, Allah Ta'ala will talk to me. If I talk to this girl, I'm going to lose out in my qabr, I'm going to lose out in mahashar, I'm going to lose out in jannat. And if I don't talk to her and be strong on myself and hard on myself, then Allah will love me and make me feel sweetness of iman in this world. And Allah will give me barakat. And Allah Ta'ala will give me a beautiful wife and wonderful children. And I won't have to do these things. And my qabr will be tops. And my hashar will be one of his kind. And then salamun qawla min rabbi rahim. I'll go into jannat forever and forever. And Allah Ta'ala on this will give me 70,000 hoors. And I'll have the beautiful damsels of jannat. And this wife who's halal for me, she'll be the queen. So you have a long-term plan. But if you don't understand where I started off from, the concept of akhirat, that the year after is the real thing, and this world is a temporary thing, ad-dunya jifa, it is like a corpse, it's like a dead animal, you got no value to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't have given, Allah ta'ala doesn't even value this world to a wing of a mosquito. If it had some value to that, he wouldn't have given the kuffar even a sip of water to drink. So why must we value what Allah Ta'ala doesn't value? Rather, we must value what Allah Ta'ala values, and that is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So my young friends, in this life of yours now, you have to be careful of who you interact with to get it right. You can't do it on your own. Because youngsters are impressionable. You know what's the meaning of impressionable? Like, whatever the friends and the bras are doing, and some people say, Maulana, you must say it in the different ways. So some people have got bras, brews, breeze, bros. Some people say pals, chums, chomies. And some people like to use the mafia word, carnalitos, amigos, whatever it is. Whatever the friends are doing, I want to do. So there's no problem in having friends. You must have some top friends. You can even now and then, you know, like make jokes with them, and all of y'all are one click, y'all are, no problem, have your friends. But if your friend is in his company, you're forgetting Allah, then that friend is bad news. If you are forgetting Nabi alayhi salam, that friend is like an allergic reaction. If you are feeling disinclined towards your hifz class and Quran and masjid, and that friend is an influence on you, then that friend is a no-go area. He's like a room full of mosquito. You don't want to go in there. That friend is like a rotten egg. You don't want to be in that place where that thing is. So those of us that have got bad friends, what do I do? Try your best within your ability. Like, see how we're having tonight's program. You should have brought that heavy friend of yours and brought him to this program so that you can bring him on your side. But see, he's a hard nut to crack. He just doesn't. He's allergic to masjid. He's allergic to Quran. He is just like what he wants to do. His parents, he talks bad about them. And he doesn't ever say, my respected father. He say, you know, my old trunk, man. You know, my spare wheel, my spanner. You know, meaning a spanner in the work. You can see he's not the material for you. Then such a friend, you tried your best to bring him, advise him. He's not coming right. When there's a jamaat here, maybe you can take them to meet him. Or sometime we're having Hazrat Maulana's majlis, and also they're giving something like, you know, like a little snack after that. See if you can convince him. Try, make dua for him. But after trying so much and you find that his vice or his grip or his leash or his chain around you is so powerful, then young man, please listen to this. It's best that you leave that friend. That you must try and come out from his company. Because they say you rather have an intelligent enemy than a stupid friend. You know, an intelligent enemy, he will still plot how to kill you. A stupid friend will say, I read the virtue of somebody becoming shaheed. If he's killed, he'll go jannat. So let me kill this boy so he can go jannat. You see, a stupid friend. What understanding you got? So a stupid friend, like one person, I don't want to tell you who he is, but he's a real nutcrack. We went to one mountain, and only after we came back from the mountain, he says, you know, when we were on the edge of that mountain, Allah put in my heart, I must push you all off the mountain. I said, Ya Allah, what things you are thinking? You know, so we started covering our back. Never will I go with that person to an edge of a harbor or anything. So a stupid friend is a dangerous thing. He can cause problems for us in our akhirat. So who are the right friends? The right friends, my dear friends, are those that when you would them, either your iman just stays where it is, so at least he's not bad, he's not good, he's just keeping you there. Or when you finish up with him, you increase and you find there's an inclination towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, there's a lot of good boys out there. And you can be the good boy that people want to join. So brothers, to become this good boy, to become a wonderful person, alhamdulillah, on the 29th of November, we're having the youth ijtima in Masjid al-Hilal. It's going to start from Asr onwards. But we advise you to come away from about 4:30 because the traffic is going to be terribly congested and space and all will be restricted. So come away early for that. Besides that, alhamdulillah, our ulama are having a weekly majlis. And in our masjid, you'll find a certain time they're having talim, probably in that corner or here or there. Go and sit for the talim. And then wherever good is taking place, if you go there, you find your mind will start thinking in the right direction and you'll become progressive. I have found in my history of youngsters, those youngsters that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respect their parents, stay with the Quran, are good boys, come for salah. Later on in life, Allah ta'ala gives them a lot of wealth. then you will tell me, but Maulana, I know equal amount of people that are very wealthy, but they don't do anything for Allah Ta'ala. You see, there's a difference in the two. Both might have wealth. Maybe the one that is not making salah, doesn't keep a beard, and he's absent-minded, he's got a tattoo here, and he's wearing murat and etc. He's got maybe 10 times more than this person that is making salah. Both are wealthy, but this one is super wealthy. Remember, this one got no barakat. This one got barakat. So a person that has 1 million rand with barakat is better off than a person that got 10 million rand with no barakat. So we have seen that youngsters that go to these type of gatherings that I described, and in the holidays they spend it in jamaat, and now alhamdulillah they got even overnight programs for the youth where there's activities. Depends however you want to spend your time with your parents, mashura. And they're living the right way and going for i'tikaf and doing all the right things. Those youngsters are molded. And see, some of you are about, is there anybody here that is 20 something years old? Put your hand up, please. I just want to see you. Anybody? 18, 19, 20? Put your hand up. Right. You see, brothers, let me just give you an inkling to what's happening out there. Because this is a program for every age category. So I need to give him food for himself. If you live like this, then there are fathers and mothers out there that have one question. Please, can you show me a young, nice boy for my girl? Because there's lovely young girls out there that want to get married also. If you live yourself the right way from the age of 14, 15, you don't do Hong Kong things that I described now, music and abusing yourself and, you know, bad company and drugs and all that. People will recognize you as a respectable boy. Your name won't come on the board. Neither will people know you on WhatsApp, and you won't have a celebrity following with so many likes. But your profile as a good boy, as a good person, will come in society. And when you need to get married, they won't have to ask questions about it. Now, so many boys, I'm talking now to those who are 20, 21. Now they say, Maulana, how must I undo now? People are thinking bad about me. This morning I had a youngster. Last night he got kicked out of the house. Now I told him, I don't want to give you his name. They say his name is Zaid. I told him, Zaid, you know what? You had so much of respect with the ulama. And you were going on the right track. And you spent your itikaf right. And you did this and you did that. Now Zaid, tell me the truth. Who caused it now? Now they don't want to know him. His father kicked him out of the house. I told him, you know what? You'd rather just come to the Marka, spend the night. And this morning we'll sort something out for you. But this boy now, going down the line when he's going to propose, won't his profiles have ulama don't want to know him, he's doing upside down things, look at his dressing. Now, he will find a girl, but he's going to find a girl that is of similar nature after that, because no girl going to want to marry a person that is upside down. So you must think when you're doing something. You know when you're writing exams, they say, think before you ink. Then you won't sink. If you think before you ink, you won't sink. In other words, you won't fail. So in life also, don't be like a dumb wit, you know. Anything they say, yeah, let me just do it, is free for all. No, brothers. It's important that you calculate your moves. If I do something, then I gave that boy the example. This persona, Zaid, you know, just naming him Zaid, right? So I told him, Zaid, if someone's phone number is, listen to this example. What's your name, boy? Osama, 0786786786, it's 10 digits, right? If that person wants to reach somebody who got that phone number, 0786786786, so he dials 0786786786, will he get through? So I told the boy, this is what you're doing, you're overdoing it sometime. Then, if he dials 0786786786, will he get through? I say, sometime you're not making the mark. And then sometimes, he's dialing 0786786788. Will he get through? He still won't get through. When you overdo it, underdo it, and you wrongly do it, you still don't get through. So this call to lives. See, life is an action reaction. If you do something, see like this now. See, action and reaction. See here. Two time I eat it, two talk talk. Three time I eat it, three talk talk. I never eat it. You never eat it. I say, hello! See now. You see what happened? Action and reaction. It's a light-hearted moment in my talk. It's a youth program. I feel free with you all. I look at you all as my son. You know, so I can play with you all sometime. So action and reaction in life. So when you're doing something, my young brother, don't be short-sighted as far as your nose. Think, if I do this thing, how it will impact on my parents' name. You know, there's no time for me to go into the tafsir, but I'm just telling you, if one day you get a chance, go to Surah Maryam. Many of you are Hafiz. You'll find a verse there. Ya ukhta haruna ma kana abuki imra'asu wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. I'm just stopping there, right? Quick tafsir. In this, the ulama say that they're trying to tell her that, you know, you're coming from a noble background. Why are you doing something that's so lopsided? So the ulama draw a point from here that, you know what, don't let your parents down. So when you're doing something, think. You know what, your father don't have to be a mufti or a grand mufti that then only I mustn't let him down. Every parent got a feeling that, you know, my lighty mustn't end up like a wasted thing. So when you're doing something, think that, am I letting my parents down? My ustadi made me a hafiz, am I letting him down? I'm a maktab, you know, they respect me, am I doing something? So when you're doing something, as they say in Isi Zulu, Sebenzis and Gondo, oh, my Zulu is right. So use that coponology, break thy brains, yonk. Akal waparano, for those that might be know some colloquial language. So calculate your moves. Don't just cast everywhere where your expensive sinkers and line is going to get stuck. Don't just drive anywhere where your tires are going to get punctured. So in life also, calculate your movements, you will have improvements. Inshallah. Okay, now we have reached that point where there'll be some nazam. Whilst the nazam is on, inshallah, any question that you have, do not write your name. The question can just be written, whatever is your question, write neatly, because some people are writing like, I need 3-4 glasses to see the thing. Write big, write neat. I'm getting old now, then we'll do your Q&A, inshallah. Who's nazam it is now? Can I remain seated or? Someone can take the box around, make it easy for the boys. Just give them a minute or two to write while Hazrat Qari Sahib is reading the nazam for us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, this rendition, it will be an interactive rendition in the sense that when we recite the chorus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, then try and make it a point to recite along with us. Inshallah, then it will be counted as thawab for you that you're making dhikrullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah, 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 الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Jibreel ata laylata asra, والرب دعا في حضرته. جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعا في حضرته الله 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 فاق الرسل
فضله وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته فاق الرسل فضله وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته الله 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 الله